in the house of the Lord this morning. I was thinking as they were singing, I believe there should be many a people here this morning that can say as I can, He is the best thing that's ever happened to me. The greatest day of my life was the day when the sweet Holy Ghost showed up on my doorstep. Didn't know I had a need. I'm glad He made it real in me. Amen. Amen. Boy, bless His good name. Be turning to Psalm chapter number 40 this morning. Psalm chapter number 40. I want to preach to you a little bit this morning on He brought me out. He brought me out. Find in these verses, David's in a place physically that he had no way out. But I'm glad that the Holy Ghost of God can get a man in a place, thank God, well, he'll realize he has no way out apart from the Lord. I want you to look with me. We're only going to read about three verses this morning. The Bible says here, I waited patiently for the Lord, and He inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of an horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock, and established my goings. And He hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear and shall trust in the Lord. I want to preach to you a little while this morning about this God bringing us out. David, as I've already said, is here in a place. They said, as I read after this, I really don't know when and where this took place. But I'm glad this morning, thank God, that I know the place when God got me under all time Holy Ghost conviction. David found himself in a place physically where God can get a place spiritually. I'm glad, thank God, apart from the Holy Ghost, you'll never find yourself in this place. I begin to think about how when God shows up on the scene and God, through the Holy Ghost, begins to deal with a man's heart and begins to open his blinded eyes to see that he's lost and undone, that he's wicked and ungodly, that he is a hell-deserving sinner. Boy, I remember that night when God showed up on my doorstep. I tell you right now, thank God for that night. I thought it was bad when He showed up that night. There for a little while, I thought, oh my, how in the world could anybody be what He's showing me? But I realized beyond the shadow of a doubt, that's who I was. And I realized apart from Him, I had no way out. I want you to look this morning as we look into these verses here. I want us to look this morning at David's cry. I want you to look in the latter part of that verse number one there. David said, and he heard at my cry. You say, what in the world would David must have cried that day unto the Lord? I believe, first of all, this morning, David cried unto the Lord, and he said, Lord, I need help. Oh, thank God, David realized he is in a place he couldn't get himself out of. But I'm glad, thank God, he realized he needed a way out. And I'm glad for what Psalm 46 verse 1 says. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. I'm glad, thank God, if God ever gets you to where you're in this place, a place, thank God, where you know you have no way out apart from God. I'm glad God's a very present help in a time of trouble. Oh, thank God this morning. Listen to Psalm 50 and verse 15. The Bible says, and call upon me in the day of trouble, and I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. Thank God this morning. I'm glad I found Him faithful that night when God dealt with my soul and showed me I was a lost sinner. I needed a way out. some help, amen. And when I cried out, thank God, he inclined his ear unto me, and he heard my cry. I bless his good name. I believe he also cried for hope. Over in Psalm 142 this morning, I want you to listen to what David said on verse number 4. He said, I looked on my right side and beheld, and there was no man that would know me. Refuge failed me. No man cared for my soul. David said, I got to have some hope. He said, I'm going to have to find hope in my circumstance. I want to tell you, thank God when God goes to dealing with you and he puts you in that place where you realize you're hopeless without him and you're helpless without him. I'm glad, thank God, in that moment he'll reveal of God, the God of all hope, amen. And he'll reveal to you that if you get to him, thank God, there'll be hope, amen. I like Colossians 1:27 says, to whom God would make known what the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Well, I'm glad I got hope tonight, or this morning. Boy, I realized that night I felt so hopeless and so helpless. But I want to tell you, thank God when he showed up on the scene, all that turned around in just a moment. I'm glad, thank God, when you can't get to him, thank God he'll come to you. I'll tell you, thank God, lost sinner this morning, there's not one thing David could do to get out of this place. And there's not one thing you can do to get out of that place of lostness and depravity. Oh, but thank God there's one that's on his way to you, thank God, that has the power, thank God, to deliver you out of that situation. I want you to look with me secondly. We'll see David's confidence. David said in the first part of that verse, he said, I waited patiently for the Lord. Waited patiently. What in the world would cause a man to wait on the Lord? Faith. David said, I believe I can trust him. Lost sinner, I'll tell you something, you can trust him. I'll share you a very brief little story. There's a Daniel Buchanan's a real good friend of mine, and we pray together, and our churches are like sister churches, and we support each other. But there was a fella in his church, his name was Roger McCroskey. Roger was a lost man, and Roger, he had lived a rough life, and whole brother Rod, not brother Roger, but Roger would say, he's brother now, praise God. Roger was in a wheelchair those last couple of years. And Roger would be sitting down back there toward the back at the door. And Roger would, every time he'd see me come in, he'd say, preacher, come here. Preacher, come here. And I'd go over to him, and old Roger wanted to be saved. And Brother Daniel had talked to him, and Brother Daniel had read him scripture, and I had talked to him, and I had prayed with him. And I'm going to tell you something, you can't get to God on your own. You'll not get to God till God comes to you. You'll come on his invitation, amen. I want to tell you, he'd say, preacher, I want you to promise me something. I want you to promise me you won't give up on me. I want you to promise me you'll keep praying for me. He told me this. He said, I've told the preacher and I've told the Lord, if God ever speaks to me and he ever tells me to come, I'm a coming. He said, I've done said in my heart, I'm not messing around when God speaks to me. He said, whenever he does, listen to me. Amen. He come down, he got sick, and he is over in the hospital room. And I want to, just for sake of time this morning, just let me tell you this. Praise God, he come to Brother Roger in the hospital room there, and God spoke to his heart, and God dealt with
with him, and he told his daughter, I done just exactly what I said I'd do. He said, when God said, come, he said, I ran to him. Guess what? Thank God he found him faithful. God saved his soul right before death. Isn't it good we serve a God that's long-suffering toward sinners? Listen, don't rise up too high in your piety this morning. Had it not been for him, you'd have been in hell too. Oh, thank God there's not a one of us this morning that deserved anything from God. But thank God he had grace and mercy on us. He loved us while we was yet sinners, thank God, and came after us and saved us by his marvelous grace. David's confidence. Listen to what Micah said in 7:7. Therefore will I look unto the Lord. I will wait for the God of my salvation. My God will hear me. Micah had some confidence in the Lord. David had confidence in the Lord. Amen. Well, I'll tell you, Jesus told him over in John 6:44, no man can come to me except my Father which is in heaven draw him, or sent me draw him. He said, and I will raise him up in the last day. Best advice you can ever give anyone, you wait till the Lord speaks. I've got a daughter that's lost this morning. I do my best not to ever approach her a whole lot about it. I just, once in a while, I say, honey, has God ever spoke to you? And she'll tell me no. She's 15 years old. And I tell her, I say, honey, you don't worry about it. You're going to know him when he speaks. Man asked me Sunday, he was raised a Catholic, and he's 40-some year old in the church, and Sunday night when I got done preaching, I see God ringing his bell while I was preaching. And he come to me after most of the people got gone. He said, preacher, he said, I want to know how I know when God's speaking to me. I said, don't worry about that. I promise you, thank God, you'll know it's God when he's speaking in your heart. Best advice you can do, I give my daughter, I just tell her, I say, you wait on him. I said, when God comes to you, you be ready to do business with him. I don't tell you, thank God, you better not try to force them into something. You better be careful about getting them to do something before God's ready to do something. You'll leave them with a false profession, and you'll leave them thinking they're saved when they're lost. Oh, but thank God, if you'll wait on him, have confidence in the Lord, have faith in God, thank God. Our God is able, thank God, to save to the uttermost that which is lost. Amen. David was willing to wait for the Lord. He knew in his heart that God would hear his cry. Last of all this morning, I want to give you David's confession. I guess, thank God that he had faith in the Lord, and thank God that God heard his cry. But I want to say thank God this morning that David had a confession after that. Yeah. He said in verse number 2 here, he brought me up also out of an horrible pit and out of the miry clay and set my feet upon a rock and established my goings. He hath put a new song in my mouth, even praising our God, and many shall see it and fear and shall trust in the Lord. Aren't you glad that God gives you a testimony? I'll tell you right now, first of all, David said he brought me out. David was saying he saved me. Listen, I thank God for the night when God came to where I was at and brought me out. The words here brought me up also out. It means to be lifted out of bondage, thank God. I'm glad, thank God. Man, listen to me this morning. Man can't struggle his way out. Man can't work his way out. He can't do enough good deeds to get out. But thank God there's one that sits on the throne of God in heaven that can come to where you're at, and he can bring you out. Amen. Amen. I was thinking about some time back when the Lord spoke to my heart on this message. I was thinking about one day. I do a little bit of bear hunting now. And I always have bear hunting, but I used to do a whole lot of bear hunting. Now I do just a little bit. times consumed with better matters. Amen. But we hunt down at the coast of North Carolina, and they have cut canal ditches in the swamps, and they blocked it off in half mile square blocks, and there's canal ditches around every which way, and then through the middle of the blocks, and it's to drain out the water so that they can plant pine trees and they'll grow, and the paper companies on the land. We were going to a bear tree one time. Dogs were treed, and me and my buddy had left the road and come into this canal ditch. And somehow that little short-legged rascal, he jumped almost across that thing and just went right on. Well, I made the mistake of stepping down into the middle of that canal ditch. I had hip waders on. When I did, my foot continued to sink. And I had to put the other foot down because had I not, I was going to fall. And the more I struggled, and the more I tried to get out, the further down I went. And I tried to pull my feet out, and I couldn't get my feet out. And I began to realize, if I don't get some help, if somebody don't help me, I don't know what's going to happen. I'm going down, and I have no way out. I began to holler, "Dan." He's my buddy that was with me, and he didn't come back. And I got to hollering louder, "Dan," and he just still didn't come. So finally, I was as loud as all I could holler. I was saying, "Dan, help me." I want to tell you, thank God this morning. There's a night when the Holy Ghost got me lost, thank God. And I thought I was going down for the last time. I didn't have a firm place to set my foot. Oh, but thank God in the heaven. Oh, bless his holy name. There's a hand reached down out of heaven, thank God, into this world and lifted me out of the horrible pit, thank God, and set my feet upon the rock. Amen. Set my feet upon the rock. David said he brought me out. Set my feet upon the rock. I'm glad he's my rock tonight. He also said he established my goings. Established my goings. Well, there's a time. I didn't ever know where I was going to end up. Hey, some of you probably wasn't, but I was wicked when I was lost. Thought I was a good old boy. How foolish. I'd have died thinking I was a good old boy had it not been for God. Thank God for the convicting power of the Holy Ghost to open your eyes to see yourself. You say, "Why is that so important, preacher?" But I'll tell you why. Because you're never going to get saved. You get lost. Amen. Romans 16:25 says, "Now to him that is of power to establish you according to my gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ according to the revelation of the mystery which was kept secret since the world began." Well, there's a time whenever I didn't care about God's house. I was raised in church. And I'm ashamed of it, but I got to where I didn't care if I went or not. I was lost. Matter of fact, I was married, and I'd make every excuse under the sun. My wife, she'd get up and go on. I'd do anything but go to church. But I want to tell you, since the night when the Holy Ghost showed up and God sat down in me, took up residence in my life, thank God, God ain't had to send out the FBI, the SBI, how to find David Woods. Thank God, there's been a desire in my heart to be in the house of God. There's been a desire to worship him, not just on Sunday morning, Sunday night, and Wednesday night, but thank God, every morning when I get up. Oh, thank God, he's the first thing on my heart. And thank God, I talk with him, and I walk with him as I go through the day. And thank God, the last thing on my mind, but night when I pillow my head, is him. Thank thank God. I gently go to sleep a praying. Oh, ain't you glad? Thank God he established your goings. Thank God he said he put a new song, or put praise in my mouth, a new song in my mouth. There's some of you, and I thank God for you. You probably was raised in church. You never did listen to the world's songs. But I have to confess to you this morning, that wasn't me. I used to love that rock music, and I used to love that country music. I went from one to the other. But I'm here to tell you, thank God, that ain't my music no more. Sometimes when I get up in the morning, Brother Steve, I wake up with a song in my heart. I sing to him. I wake up and I begin to sing to him. Generally under my breath and into my mind, I'll be singing to him. Here a while back, I woke up real early one morning. My wife, she had been up late that night, and there's a lot going on. And I thought, I don't want to wake her up. I got up and I began to get dressed, and before I noted, that song was coming out my mouth. I was trying to be quiet, and my wife, she rolled over and she said, "What are you saying to me?" I said, "Honey, I'm not talking to you." And I just let go and went to singing that song. She said, "I understand." Well, ain't you glad, thank God. I had some awful days when I was lost. But thank God my worst day saved was what better, thank God, than my best day lost. Amen. I thank God this morning. Thank God he put a new song in my heart. Praise in my mouth unto him that I might testify the goodness of God. Amen. Last of all, he said, David confessed, he said, he made me usable. I don't know about you, but as a Christian, I want to be usable. David said here in verse 3, he put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many, listen now, many shall, he didn't say hear it. He said many shall see it and fear and shall trust in the Lord. He made me usable. Can I ask you a question this morning as I close? How usable are you? You just well go ahead and get honest with God this morning. You can talk the good talk all you want to. But if your life's not backing up what you're talking about, you're wasting your time. Now, I'm going to tell you all of you this, and I realize I'm preaching the cream of the crop this morning. You wouldn't be here if you wasn't. But God saved you for more purpose than to set you on a pew once or twice a week. Absolutely. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ," there's a big two-letter word there, if. "Therefore, if a man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new." I'm glad to report to you this morning, what used to thrill me don't thrill me no more. You say, what would cause a man to come sit in 95 to 99 degree heat and listen to preaching? I tell you what, a new creature, a new desire. Thank God I got up this morning and sat and listened to about a 45 minute sermon before I ever got dressed. You say, what in the world? What's got into you, Jesus? I want to tell you, thank God, I'm done. But I want to tell you this morning, he saved you that he might, thank God, fill you with the Holy Ghost of God, that he might anoint you with fresh oil, that he might glorify his Son through your life as you walk through this present world. Amen. It ought to be whenever people see you, they see Jesus. Amen. Brother, I'm done.